The current national debate about policing is extending to school police officers. In some Massachusetts communities, there are calls to remove officers from schools and reallocate the money paid to police to social programs instead. In Framingham, the group Framingham Families for Racial Equity in Education met with school leaders and police yesterday about their petition to remove the city's two school resource officers. Meenakshi Vera Agrawal is co-founder of the group.
The mere presence of police in schools, there's data after data that says that it's harmful, it's detrimental. And so I think, you know, we're calling on our leaders to recognize that.
Framingham School Superintendent Bob Tremblay says the meeting went well yesterday. He says talks will continue about the role of school resource officers, and he says school administrators will review data about whether students of color are disproportionately disciplined by school police officers.
This sort of ebbs and flows with what's happening in the world on the heels of Parkland and before that, and other any number of school shootings that have driven us to evaluate safety in our schools. So That's a challenge area for us to find out the balance between, is it a perception of keeping students safe, or is it actually keeping students safe and not being fearful? The pandemic, the rioting, all the things that are happening is cause for us to rethink a whole lot of things right now. And I think everything is on the table.
The National Association of School Resource Officers is closely following these discussions. Mo Kennedy, president of the Association of School Officers, says school resource officers, or SROs, keep schools safer. And he says they help prevent student involvement in the criminal justice system.
School discipline belongs to the school. That is not a law enforcement matter. I did the job for 12 years as an SRO with a lot of other SROs. And our goal really was to be filters to arrest. Because we had the relationship in the school with other school administrators, there were many things that we could keep our hands off of. But when you don't have an SRO in place and the call goes to police department or sheriff's office, and so a patrol deputy or patrol officer responds, they're coming to solve your problem. And they don't have the same level of relationship with that school that the SRO has.
Several Massachusetts communities are reviewing the role of school police, including Springfield and Boston.